This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least three rockets landed near Erbil International Airport in the semi-autonomous Kurdistan region of Iraq, killing one and wounding five people. That's according to a coalition spokesperson. Colonel Wayne Morato on Twitter said that initial reports that indirect fire landed on coalition forces in Erbil. There was one civilian contractor killed, five civilian contractors injured, one U.S. service member injured as well. A statement from the Kurdish Interior Ministry said a number of rockets were fired towards Erbil and its outskirts around 9:30 p.m. local time, and some people were wounded, but it offered no further details. It was not immediately clear if a U.S. military base housing U.S. troops near the airport was the target of that attack. Hundreds of anti-coup protesters gathered at a junction in Yangon on Tuesday. It is a key crossroads from which groups fanned out to other points, including the embassies of the United States and China. They held banners demanding the release of deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi and CDM signs. CDM refers to the civil disobedience movement that has seen doctors, engineers, and others in Myanmar refuse to work until the military releases elected political leaders and returns the country to civilian rule. The World Health Organization has granted an emergency authorization to the coronavirus vaccine made by AstraZeneca and Oxford University. The move should allow the UN health agency's partners to ship millions of doses to countries as part of a UN-backed program to tame the pandemic. The WHO said it was authorizing the AstraZeneca vaccines made in its second vaccine greenlit by WHO after the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. This is VOA News. A foundation based at Tel Aviv University is honoring the U.S.'s top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Dr. Anthony Fauci has won a $1 million Israeli prize for his work during the coronavirus pandemic. The Dan David Foundation did not mention former President Donald Trump, but it credited Fauci for courageously defending science in the face of uninformed opposition during the challenging COVID crisis. Last month, after the change in administrations, Fauci admitted
there were things that were said, be it regarding things like hydroxychloroquine and other things like that, that really was uncomfortable because they were not based on scientific fact.
Fauci won the Dan David Foundation Prize for Achievement in the Present in the field of public health. I'm Mike Gracia.
And New York's governor continues to take criticism for the lethal path the coronavirus took through New York's nursing homes, but he is insisting the state did not cover up deaths. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
There was a delay.
Governor Andrew Cuomo acknowledged officials should have moved faster to release information. The state has been forced to acknowledge its count of nursing home deaths excluded thousands of residents who perished after being taken to hospitals.
We didn't answer every question, so it allowed the void to be created. The void begets disinformation. The disinformation begets pain of people. I take responsibility for that.
But at a news conference, Cuomo insisted
all the deaths in the nursing homes and in the hospitals were always fully, publicly, and accurately reported.
Cuomo says he'll have reforms involving hospitals and nursing homes in the upcoming state budget. I'm Ben Thomas.
In New Zealand, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said that the first batch of 60,000 vaccines had arrived in the country Monday. As authorities continue to investigate how a strain of the highly transmissible variant was found in three members of an Auckland family, Ardern added that the vaccine would undergo safety checks before border workers start receiving vaccinations from Saturday. In Auckland, the infection sent nearly 2 million residents into a three-day lockdown starting Sunday, which prompted Australia to suspend an arrangement that allowed New Zealanders to enter the country without serving a 14-day hotel quarantine period. Auckland's lockdown was the first in 6 months. This is after a hard shutdown early in the pandemic, and it appeared to have largely eliminated local transmission. There's more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah! Jogging Africa, welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studios here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from this great continent will be coming to you again today, and we'll be looking at some of your messages from our Facebook page and from the emails. And so I want you to stay around because I'm going to take you on a musical trip around Africa on disc. Right now, Manzu Manaman, and this one is called The New Love. And right after that, Sokoto by Magasco of Cameroon and Bounce by Kobazi of Liberia. New Love by Manzu from Sierra Leone. It's a man of my thing. Baby, that brother, my thing. Manzu.
Manzu, papa. Young feet on the beats.
Let me go.
Then say you juju me. Ah, then the moko we. Voila. And they try for bounce for we.
And they look up and don't fuck up side we.
Manzu, they are for you. Baby, no mess my tutu. And they rot you leg like boo-boo, make you my boo. Baby, can make you play it.
Boo-boo, new love, don't open waist. New love, don't open waist. New love, don't open waist. New love.
I'll
stop that. And I'm like, hey, stop that. Hey, stop that. Summer legend, yeah, when, when.
Bounce by Kobazi from Liberia, and before that Sokoto by Magasco of Cameroon, and New Love by Manzu Manaman of Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy here in Washington. I'll be right back.
Remember this, it's African Beat. Bang, 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 gong, gong. Yeah, live and direct, David Vandy on VOA. So can say that.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vandy, and more music coming to you. But first, let's look at your messages. This one says, hi, David. It's Mohammed T. Sadiq from Jalingo, Taraba State in Nigeria. David Vandy, you are so wonderful for putting our dear Africa on the map. Keep it up, my brother, and good job. Thank you. And another message says, this is Hamza Gulak from Adamawa State, Nigeria, saying, God bless you, David Vandy, of the Voice of America's African Beat. African Beat has been like a paracetamol for my every night headache for so many years now. What else can I say than thank you, David? You are a big brother. Please keep on healing my every night headache. We love you more and more grace to your elbow. Thank you so much. You guys are so kind. Well, now let's take on music. Come and see my mother. Yes, this one is Come and See My Mother. MZV of Ghana featuring Yemi Alade of Nigeria. And right after that, Go Down by Chega and Temba featuring Emmy Wimbo from Tanzania. And Falling in Love with You, Chidinma from Niger. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. But let's take it to the top right now. Come and see my mother. You want me? You have to come see my mother. Let's enjoy this one now.
My mother. Mami na kushuka tupendane forever mpaka kufa usiku nikipita Twitter mami na kukuta Twitter nikisema nikucheki Insta nakuta ushaposti picha pesa zisikupe uchizi kiburi na kutudharau wale tunokupa shavu baki kwangu mami upate raha punguza maringo kidogo punguza na nyodo kidogo Wacha kuminua kichugu Hata wende wapi kwako nimesha nasa Go down Hata mara mwaja mwaja go down
Tembere
Go down Hata mara mwaja mwaja jiweke down Go down Hata mara mwaja mwaja go down
Tembere
Go down Hata mara mwaja mwaja jiweke down Baby girl Mami tulia 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 tulia
Baby.
Oh, na, na, na.
falling in love with you, Chidinma of Nigeria. Beautiful music coming to you from the Voice of America. And right before that was Go Down by Chega and Temba, featuring Emmy Wimbo, all from Tanzania. And Come and See My Mother, MZV from Ghana, featuring Yemi Alade. This is your super show, The African Beat, on the Voice of America.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Let's take this message now from Haruna in Ghana. Haruna says, hi, David Vandy. Thank you so much for keeping African Beat on the Voice of America alive. I love the super show. And another message says, I am Ugo Mpase Richard, saying thank you, David, for cooling my temper this evening. Continue the good job. And you are the man. I am from Niger. Thank you very much, Mpase Richard. Every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat. Casanova is my next tune that I'm going to play for you. And it's done for us by Stanley Enow from Cameroon. Yes, this cool guy from Cameroon is going to sing Casanova for you. And right after that, Situationship by JR featuring Shadow Boxer, both from Sierra Leone. But this is hot. You need to see this video. Check it out on YouTube. Situationship, classic. But right now, Casanova by Stanley Enow from Cameroon.
Oh.
Kiss. I think I'm happy, but why should I live like this? Excuse me, do you need some help pushing your groceries? She said, what you doing? Boy, you supposed to leave. Cause even when you far away, you feel close to me. But you got yours, I got mine, this how we're supposed to be.
I saw this angel walking with a cute little girl, so precious. Made my mind up to stop her. Hello, I only have one question. Can we take a little walk? make a little talk. I hope you don't mind if I put you on the spot. Before I said the word, she had a red blush. The light in her eyes gave me a head rush. She said, slow down, Mr. Loverboy. You need to know now, Mr. Loverboy. I gave my heart away, but never got one in return. I wanna leave, but I don't know where to turn. Nameless letter to whom it concerned. Come find me the day that I learned situationship. She in a situationship. Situationship. Okay, started talking. I need to make a good impression. Can't take my eyes up off her. Me hide it on undressing. Let me take you on a date. Pick you up at 8. Please take you, tell me no matter if you late. She took me by the hand and said it's been a while since I had a smile, but can be your side girl. She said, slow down, Mr. Loverboy. You need to know now, Mr. Loverboy. I wish I had met you when he told me he did not know if I was the girl that took over his soul. He came back around, now I do want to try. But be ready if I text you reply. Situationship. I'm in a situationship.